Get ready to look at the mass readings for the seventh Sunday of Easter, plus lots more, right here on the Gary Zimak Show. Hey there, welcome to the Friday edition of the Gary Zimak Show. It's great to be back with you here on Blog Talk Radio. As I mentioned a few days ago, if you've been listening to the program all week, I am currently en route from Buffalo, New York, back home to New Jersey. I was speaking at the Immaculate Heart of Mary Catholic Homeschooling Conference yesterday on the program. So this is actually pre-recorded. So I've got to keep it straight. I'm actually recording it before Friday. So that, you know me, this gets a little tough for me. But we got a good show today. We're going to look at the Mass readings for Sunday, which is the seventh week of Easter. Now, it could be in your diocese that you are celebrating the Solemnity of the Ascension. That's possible, but we're still going to focus on the Mass readings for the seventh Sunday of Easter. I'm also going to, and this is always my dilemma on Fridays, I'm also going to read a little bit of today's daily Mass readings because there's a powerful message contained in these readings. So we're going to have a lot of scripture today. We're going to really be able to hear the Lord speak to us through the pages of the Bible an extra amount today because I want to make sure that you get all of these great messages. So I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and I want to thank you for all of your support. I want to thank you for letting your friends know about the show. I want to thank you for purchasing Mystic Monk Coffee and for shopping at my Amazon store through the website followingthetruth.com. I also want to thank you for all of the donations that you have made, financial donations, to keep me on the air. You're the reason that I am still here. We're in our sixth year on Blog Talk Radio now. You're a big part of that with your support and your prayers. So I thank you. And please, if you'd like to see this program continue, I'm going to need your help going forward. It's challenging to keep it going. It's challenging to keep my full-time ministry going, but with your help, we can do it. Now, if you believe that we do a good job here, and I know that if you're listening to the program, I bet you do believe that, please consider making a financial contribution or becoming a monthly supporter. That's really an important important thing that you can do in order to keep me afloat here financially. All right, so I've said many times, I don't like talking about it, but I do it for the Lord. I do it because I don't want the program and my ministry to go under one day and not be here for you without telling you what's going on. And I believe in being really transparent. If you've ever heard me speak, you know I try to talk about my anxiety, things that I've struggled with throughout my life, my being a lukewarm Catholic for many years. I always want to give it to you straight so you know where I'm coming from. Financially speaking, I want to do the same thing too. So you know that I do have a need here. I do have a need, and you could possibly help me with that need. You don't have to. I certainly don't want to put yourself, put yourself in any financial jeopardy. But I want you to know that in case you're able to do it, in case you're able to contribute that $10 each month or more, if you can do more, that's wonderful, that it would be very, very much appreciated and incredibly helpful. So keep that in mind. If you're able to do that, you can become a monthly sponsor or make a one-time donation by going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on the Donate tab. And I thank you in advance for that. If you would like me to come to your parish to speak, I would love to do so. Please just visit followingthetruth.com or email me at gary@followingthetruth.com, however you want to do it. And I would be happy to talk about it with you, whether it's leading a parish mission or a one-day retreat or maybe a one-hour talk. Whatever works best for you, I would like to do that. So keep that in mind if you are interested. And also, if you'd like to find out more about my book, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps, you could do that by going to followingthetruth.com as well. So we're about to pray. We're about to remember. And you know, I say this all the time, so much of what we do here is all about awareness. We're about to remember that the Lord's with us. We don't need to go give him a call. We don't need to go say, Lord, we're about to pray. Come on, can you join us? He's there. And it's mysterious. We have a hard time understanding how omnipresent the Lord is and how he can hear me and you and everybody else in the world at the same time. if they need to speak with him. But he's God. And so much of his divinity is a mystery. As a human, I can't figure it out. But we know by faith that he can do it. So we're going to talk to the Lord in a minute. I'll lead us in prayer. I want you to just close your eyes and picture him and recognize that he is listening to us, that he loves us, and that he wants what is best for us. And you can't get it. It doesn't get any better than that. That's a fantastic deal. So we're all burdened. We're all stressed with certain things. I'm sure some things have happened to you today. Maybe you listen to this podcast in the morning. You're headed to work. You're about to enter into a pressure cooker of a situation. You know you've got problems in the office. You might have problems at home. Let's put it aside for a minute. Let's just put it aside for a minute and recognize that God is greater than all our problems. And he loves us unconditionally. And he wants to do whatever he can to help us. And that being the case, if he wants to help us that much, doesn't it make sense that we should talk to him and tell him what we need? So we're going to do that now. You ready to join me? Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us another day. We thank you for the many blessings that you've given to us. We thank you for the gift of our Savior, Jesus. We thank you for the fact that you always are willing to listen to us, to help us, and for loving us. We thank you for creating us. Sometimes we take for granted the way our bodies function, the way our heart beats and our blood flows and our brain operates. We take it for granted. But Father, this all came about and this all continues to come about because of you. Help us to better appreciate just what it is that you do for us. Father, we ask you to bless us and our family members. Bless all of those around us. Help those who are sick. Help those who are lonely. Help those who are anxious. Help those who are struggling financially. Help those who are dealing with doubt or despair. Please help those who are struggling with financial difficulty or maybe religious persecution, as well as extreme weather conditions. Father, we ask that you help us with our own personal needs, whatever they may be. We give you our intentions. We know that you can handle them a lot better than we can, so we give them to you because we know you care and we know that you can help. We also ask you to strengthen our faith so that we can go out and share your good news without fear. I give you this show, Father. I ask you to speak through me, to let your Holy Spirit come to life within me and open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. We also pray for an increase in vocations to the priesthood, to the religious life, to the diaconate. We pray for an end to abortion, and we pray for our government leaders to follow your law, Father, and not the law of the world, especially when it conflicts with your law. We ask for all of these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, who is your Son and our Lord, and who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her help as we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for praying with me. Isn't it really amazing that we're able to talk to our Father in heaven? And that's all possible through Jesus. Jesus opened that door to the Father. And he also opened up the gates of heaven. So that's an incredible privilege that we have. Let's not Let's not ignore it. Let's take advantage of this privilege that we have to speak to the Lord every day. I hope you're doing that. Make sure you do it throughout the day, just briefly. You don't have to spend hours and hours and hours in prayer. You can pray spontaneously using whatever words you wish. You can use formal prayer, whatever you do. But just make sure that you pray every day. Pray because prayer is a relationship. Prayer is your relationship with God. It's not just asking for things. That's one aspect of it, but prayer is that relationship. And we want to be talking to the Lord every day. And I'll tell you, I've learned this from experience. The more you do that, the more that dialogue gets going back and forth, the closer you'll get to Him, and the more peace you'll feel. And this is coming from somebody who has struggled with anxiety throughout his life. So if I'm able to feel peace, then I know you can too. The secret is to make sure you're in contact with the Lord every day. Scripture is huge. It really is. You got to be reading your Bible every day. Read the daily mass readings. Hang with me here on the program, and we'll read the daily mass readings. But I'd recommend you get yourself a copy of the Magnificat, or the Word Among Us, or maybe a daily missal, and read them over again. It is a life-changing experience once you start doing that, and once you start letting the Lord speak to you in that way. Beverage du jour. I just took a sip of it. Today's beverage du jour is a can of Pepsi. Yeah, a little bit different today. I had a can of Pepsi, so I brought it up here, and I'm using it to do the program. That's my beverage. Hope you got a good beverage. Hope you got a good snack. See, I can never snack on the program. That doesn't work. The one time I tried eating a piece of candy, it didn't work out. It was kind of an ugly scene. I got some complaints about that, but what can I tell you? I guess you shouldn't be eating on the air, right? But I do have my beverage du jour every day. That's been a part of this program for as long as I can remember, and that will continue. Sometimes I get into a little bit of a rut, though. I think I need to expand and get back into some exotic beverages. You know what I really like? I'll tell you, one of my passions is when it comes to beverages. I know it's not good for you, but this is something I like. I like soda, right, with real sugar. Now, that's hard to find, but they sell a lot of these. I know that at Cracker Barrel they have them. At some other stores they have these bottled sodas with real sugar. Man, I'll tell you what, I love them. But unfortunately, they're not that cheap. But every now and then, if I can get a Coke with real sugar, and they make that, or some Fanta with real sugar, or I was once in, we have these stores, I don't know how prevalent they are around the country, they're called Christmas tree shops, but they now have a full line of these bottled sodas with real sugar. I saw this, the Frosty Root Beer collection. Now, I don't know if you remember, Frosty Root Beer goes back years and years. But they had root beer, they had some sort of a cream soda, they had a cherry limeade or whatever. Man, I'll tell you what, really good stuff. But anyway, that's a passion of mine, soda with real sugar. In some areas of the country, you call it pop, but here we call it soda. Anyway, today, my Pepsi, unfortunately, does not have real sugar. It's got the high fructose corn syrup, but it'll get the job done. Anyway, I'm a very simple man, right? My sodas with real sugar are very pleasing to me. But that's not why you came to the program. We're here to talk about Jesus. And today, I mentioned at the start, I have this dilemma sometimes on Friday because we do the daily mass readings every day. But on Friday, I want to make sure that since we don't do a program on Sunday, that you get the benefit of hearing the Sunday mass readings because they're very important. They're the most important readings of the week. But today's first reading from Friday of the sixth week of Easter, I wanted to share it with you. We have a little bit of extra time today. We're not going to do any other theme, but let me read this to you. We have been reading throughout the Easter season. I'm kind of sad to see this end because we've been following the adventures of the early church through the Acts of the Apostles, and today we continue that saga. And it's from Acts chapter 18, verses 9 through 18. And there's a little story about St. Paul here, and I want to share that because I want to talk about it. One night while Paul was in Corinth, the Lord said to him in a vision, "Do not be afraid. Go on speaking, and do not be silent, for I am with you. No one will attack and harm you, for I have many people in this city." He settled there for a year and a half. and taught the word of God among them. But when Gallio was proconsul of Achaia, the Jews rose up together against Paul and brought him to the tribunal, saying, "This man is inducing people to worship God contrary to the law." When Paul was about to reply, Gallio spoke to the Jews, "If it were a matter of some crime or malicious fraud, I should with reason hear the complaint of you Jews. But since it is a question of arguments over doctrine and titles and your own law, see to it yourselves. I do not wish to be a judge of such matters." And he drove them away from the tribunal. They all seized Sosthenes, the synagogue official, and beat him in full view of the tribunal. But none of this was of concern to Gallio. Paul remained for quite some time, and after saying farewell to the brothers, he sailed for Syria, together with Priscilla and Aquila. At Centuria, he had shaved his head because he had taken a vow. The reason I wanted to share this is we've seen Paul, throughout these Acts of the Apostles, really struggling. Paul, Peter, their companions, man, these guys had it tough. It was not easy to be a Christian during these times. They were met with all kinds of persecution, physical violence, and whatnot. But the reason I wanted to share this with you, Paul, listen, Paul went everywhere. He did whatever he needed to do to share the good news of Jesus Christ. He didn't care if he was beaten, if he was shipwrecked, whatever happened to Paul, if he was in prison, he was okay with it. But the fact that the Lord said, "Go on speaking, do not be silent, for I am with you," to Paul, "no one will attack and harm you, for I have many people in this city." And Paul settled in there for a year and a half, and he taught the word of God among them. The reason that I want to share this with you is because so many times we get nervous, we get afraid, and we fail to trust in God's providence. We fail to see that if God wants something to happen, that there is nothing that anybody can do to stop it from happening. And the best example is our Christian faith. Our Christian faith cannot be stopped because people try to kill those who proclaim the good news, or because they threaten them with persecution. Right? That's the important thing for us to remember. God will provide if God wants to provide. If he allows you to suffer in any way, and this is a general rule in life. This is a general rule in life. If God allows you to suffer, somehow that suffering will be beneficial. Why? Because he loves you. Now, that's hard for us to accept, but it really is the secret to experiencing peace. So I want you to try to pray for the grace to accept whatever happens to you. That's not necessarily an easy thing for many of us to do, because we don't like unpleasant things to happen to us. That's our human nature. But if you pray for that grace, you will be amazed at what the Lord can do in your life, and you're going to be very peaceful. Can you imagine how peaceful you'll be if, even when unpleasant things happen in your life, that you're not rattled by them, right? If you start to get like that, you're going to be in a good place. That's where we all want to be. That's where I want to be. And that's what I pray for, that grace to be, they call it spiritually indifferent, or whole. It's called holy indifference sometimes. Doesn't mean you don't care. It means whatever happens in my life, I know it comes from God, and I thank him for it, and I know that it's good. Now, I know it's hard to accept that, but if we pray, we can get to that point gradually. The Lord can bring us along. So keep that in mind. That's the takeaway I wanted to get from you from that, wanted you to get from that. Let's look now at the Mass readings for the seventh Sunday of Easter. This will be for this Sunday's Mass. Now, again, you might be celebrating the Solemnity of the Ascension, but we did those Mass readings yesterday. These are the readings for the seventh, and by the way, the final Sunday of Easter. Next Sunday will be Pentecost Sunday, and then we'll go back into ordinary time. But let's continue to talk about this, these Easter readings, while we can. The first reading from Sunday's Mass is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7. We go back a little ways in the Acts of the Apostles, verses 55 through 60. Stephen, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked up intently to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And Stephen said, "Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they cried out in a loud voice, covered their ears, and rushed upon him together. They threw him out of the city and began to stone him. The witnesses laid down their cloaks at the feet of a young man named Saul. As they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he fell to his knees and cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Amazingly, Stephen was able to see beyond the immediate details. He was able to see the big picture. And you could see Saul was involved in his persecution. He was consenting. He agreed with the persecution, the murder of Stephen. And of course, Saul is better known as Paul, better known as Saint Paul. He had an incredible conversion experience when he ran into the Lord on the road to Damascus. So this shows you that there's hope for all of us. But Stephen was able to imitate Jesus by saying, "Do not hold this sin against them." This is exactly what Christ did on the cross. This gives us a vision of the fact that there is a bigger picture than what we see with our eyes in this life. That's something important for us to meditate on. The big picture is our life is a lot longer than our earthly life. It's going to go on. That's what we believe by faith. And unless we think about that from time to time, and you know, when I say meditate, I mean think about it. That's all it is, just a fancy word for thinking. Unless we do that, we're never going to really understand, or we're never going to desire heaven if I never think about it. If I never think about the deeper spiritual concepts in life. It doesn't mean you have to be a genius, but you need to think about some of these things like, hey, my life is not going to, on earth is not going to last forever. It's finite. Do I want to go for my pleasure in this world? Or do I want to delay my pleasure, my gratification, right, and get to heaven? That's a lot more important. But again, unless you think about that, it's not going to occur naturally to most of us. The Psalm 97, the Lord is King, the Most High over all the earth. The Lord is King, let the earth rejoice, let the many islands be glad. Justice and judgment are the foundation of his throne. The heavens proclaim his justice, and all peoples see his glory. All gods are prostrate before him. You, O Lord, are the Most High over all the earth, exalted far above all gods. You know, I tell you this all the time, but it's so easy to forget. It's so easy to forget all about this. That the Lord is King over all the earth and over all the heavens. So even though we got somebody like Stephen who's being put to death, even though we have Jesus, our Lord and Savior, being crucified, he's bigger than all of the problems of and all of these issues that occurred. He could have come down from that cross if he wanted to, but he needed to do that because he loves you. So don't let anybody fool you. The world's going to tell you that Jesus isn't king of this world. He is. And that's up to you and I to never lose sight of that. Second reading is from the book of Revelation, chapter 22, beginning in verse 12. I, John, heard a voice saying to me, "Behold, I am coming soon. I will bring with me the recompense I will give to each according to his deeds. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are they who wash their robes so as to have the right to the tree of life and enter the city through its gates. I, Jesus, sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' Let the hearer say, 'Come.' Let the one who thirsts come forward. And the one who wants it, receive the gift of life-giving water. The one who gives this testimony says, 'Yes, I am coming soon. Amen.' Come, Lord Jesus." What's the reminder here? That one day Jesus Christ will come again in glory, and then the world as we know it will come to an end. When will that be? We don't know. Don't waste your time trying to figure it out. I hear people all the time trying to speculate. They look at some of the craziness that's going on in the world, and they say, "Oh, well, this means This is the end times. Well, guess what? The world is crazy. I'll give you that much. But I'm not about to waste time trying to figure out when the world will come to an end when I know that my earthly life is going to come to an end in a relatively short period of time, and so is yours. That's what I don't see. I don't see the point of trying to figure out when the world will come to an end when I know that I have no guarantee that I'll live beyond today. Right? I mean, it doesn't make sense to speculate over it. I need to be prepared to die today. If I do that, then everything is okay. So that's what we should do. We should realize that we better have a sense of urgency. Jesus said, we will not know the day or the hour. So that's good enough for me. I don't need to try to figure it out, but I need to have a sense of urgency and do what I can and be prepared every day to meet the Lord. Because you don't want to meet him and be judged and not be prepared. Right? I mean, it only makes sense. Today, sometimes it's just too simple, right? It's not rocket science. But yet we overcomplicate it. The gospel is from John chapter 17, verses 20 through 26. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, I pray not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they may also be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know you sent me, and that you loved them, even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. Now, this is a great message. First of all, Jesus prayed. Why is it that you think Jesus prayed? In his humanity, Jesus prayed to his Father. I mean, this is setting an example for us. I say this all the time. If Jesus prayed, why is it that we don't pray that often? I'm not saying we all don't. I mean, but let's be honest. I know I encounter people all the time who say, I don't have time to pray. You're going to do what's important to you. And if you thought that prayer was important, right, you would find the time to pray. We do the things in life that are important to us. So we have to work on that. And all of us, even if we do pray every day, there are times when we fall into that trap of saying, well, I would like to pray, but I've got some other things to do. I've really got this work to get done. And the Lord understands that. But the question I would have is there anything else you can do about that? You know, if you really don't have the time to pray, could you maybe get up a little earlier? Could you stay up a little later? Could you turn the car radio off? Could you take a walk? What can you do? There's something we can all do, even if it's for 5-10 minutes a day. It is life-changing. It is life-changing if you start having a daily encounter with the Lord. And it's so important that we do that. Jesus wants us to be one with him and the Father and the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you, that's some pretty good company to be in. We want to be with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we have that possibility. So if you, over the weekend, maybe start thinking about it a little bit, start speaking to the Lord. What do you say? Just share with him what you would share with any good friend. If you're concerned about things, if you're frustrated, if you're confused, tell him. If you're trying to get to know him better and you don't know where to start, say, Lord, can you help me? Can you guide me? I don't know where to start. I promise you, he will answer. But just give him a little time and make sure you listen. Does that sound good? Now, I hope you have a fantastic weekend. God willing, I'll be back here next Monday. and we'll do our regular show next week. If you have any questions over the weekend, Gary@followingthetruth.com is the place to get in touch with me. God bless you, and God willing, we'll see you next week.